In 2022, Northwestern received an official designation for being one of the best universities for commuters. But how do undergrads who live off campus actually get around? Between stolen bikes, expensive cars, skateboard wipeouts, and inconsistent buses, living off campus isn't always easy. Is NU as commuter-friendly as the designation suggests? I spoke to some students to find out. For a lot of students, the answer to how they get around is simple. They walk. One off-campus student, Emma Yarger, said,
I walk everywhere. I'm walking to campus at least once a day, and then also to downtown Evanston.
This is, however, less than ideal in the colder months of the year. WNUR staffer Delaney Nelson, who's from Illinois, said the cold is just a fact of being at NU.
Unless they created, like, heated tunnels or something like that. I don't see that happening personally. I don't know. I guess that's just part of going to school in Illinois.
When it's warmer out, some students ride their bikes.
I'm not the best bike rider, so, like, when I told my parents I was getting a bike, my mom was, like, really worried that, like, a car was going to immediately just hit me. So I like that there's the median between the bike lane and the street.
That's NU student Eleanor Pope. She said campus is fairly accessible for bikes, and there are racks in front of nearly all buildings.
There's accessible entrances to most places that are, like, flat, and there are so many bike racks on campus.
Other students I spoke to, however, had gotten their bikes stolen either on campus.
Freshman year, I used a bike everywhere, but then my bike got stolen.
Or in Evanston.
I was a little bit lazy, and I didn't lock my bike up in my backyard, and it did get stolen. And so I no longer have a bike. Sorry, Mom.
And there are, of course, other wheels available to students with enough balance.
I will skateboard every once in a blue moon. It was nice because I am always running a little bit late.
I also spoke with WNUR executive producer Sarah Cadora. She does have a car. Sarah said while it's convenient most of the time, her biggest concern is getting a parking ticket.
I definitely don't follow all the rules to a T, but I also, like, don't flagrantly abuse them.
Sarah said she rarely parks on campus. Part of the reason for that is the expensive parking permits for campus lots. Commuter students have to pay $418.50 to park for the academic year. Instead, she prefers side streets off of Sheridan Road.
I usually park in, like, a 2-hour spot, and I very rarely stay there for less than 2 hours.
But the most known mode of transportation on campus? Mopeds.
When I see the mopeds, I am jealous of them because they look fun, but I also really associate them with Northwestern football players, which kind of irritates me.
These electric quasi-vehicles are associated primarily with athletes, but some non-athletes, like Delaney Bondock, also enjoy their convenient size and cruising capabilities.
It does kind of look like a motorcycle. It's, like, black, and it has, you know, the two handlebars, and it's, like, all black, and then there has, like, the two wheels, and there's, like, a pretty high leather, like, seat, and then a little bar at the end where you can, like, hook on, like, baskets and stuff.
She uses her moped primarily to go to class and run short errands in Evanston.
Now that it's getting warmer, I've been, like, able to travel around to different, like, coffee shops. And then, like, my roommates have, like, comedy stuff late at night. I'm like, oh, I'll just drop you off. It takes 2 seconds, so.
And the athlete comparison? Delaney says she doesn't mind. At least not too much.
But every time that I, like, drive anyone on it, they're always like, oh my God, people are going to think we're athletes. But no one's ever, like, asked me. I don't think I really give off, like, football player vibes.
No matter what their wheels look like or if they don't have any at all, Northwestern students' biggest gripe isn't getting to campus. It's about getting to a real grocery store.
I desperately wish I had a car. Not just get around campus, but also to be able to drive to a grocery store.
I think that's, like, my biggest complaint, because North Campus needs a grocery store that isn't D&D's.
We always have to either, like, rent a car or, like, borrow a friend's car. So if I had a car, it would be, like, a lot easier.
For WNUR News, I'm Jordan Mangie.